Welcome to MPT Podcast. This is Pastor Tim Wilbanks. We pray that this Word of God will bless your life and ministry and increase God's blessing upon you. The Lord's here. No matter what you think, He's here right now. Elisha the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying unto him, "Get thee hence, turn ye eastward, and hide thyself in the brook of Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of that brook, and I command the ravens to feed thee there." She went, and so he went, so he went, so he went, and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that was before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread, flesh in the morning, bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. I preach today with the help of the Lord, and I feel him tugging in my spirit. And I walked in, I felt him tugging in my spirit. And I say this, and some of you, and I say it in a very kind way, when I said Wednesday night, God pivoted this church. If you was here Wednesday night, will you lift your hand and say, "It happened"? So it's important to be at church when you can. But I'm telling you, those of you that it was not here, God's going to feed you today. He's going to give you a word today. Father, I love you and I thank you for what I'm already feeling in my spirit. In this house, God, there is a host of your presence. And there is your word. God, I didn't come to play games with no flesh, and I didn't come to play games with no devil. God, I come to stand to declare your holy word to a holy people. Bless these great people in spirit, in health, God, in life. God, I ask for your anointing, your approval upon this house today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody shout amen. I want you to do this before you're seated. Say, "In the name of Jesus, release your liberty and your anointing in this house." If you believe it, give him a praise. He's going to do it. He's here to help you. You'll be seated. Elijah appeared before King Ahab, predicting a drought and a famine upon the northern kingdom of Israel. You see, God had a purpose for Elijah's life. And that was, for some years, the Lord had been preparing Elijah to prove one truth to all of Israel. I want you to prove to them this, that the Lord is the only living and true God. It was his given mission to proclaim the message that his name declared. That is, our lives as children of God, that the things that we go through in battles and conflicts and adversities is a proven ground. Somebody shout, a proven ground. To prepare us to declare that God is living and true. How many today could testify that God's been in your life and you know without a shadow of a doubt that he is a living and a true God? How many could testify that he's been with you when nobody else has been with you? How many could testify that when nothing was there, God made it happen? I got a word in the Holy Ghost. God's about to bring some things in some of your lives that you've been waiting on, anticipating on. God's fixing to bring it in your life. It's on its way. I'm here to tell you now that it's to prepare us to declare he's a living God. Elisha's message was to stand against Baal. A false God that most of Israel now was worshiping. They worshiped him to be the God of fertility, and they worshiped him to give blessings of the rain and dew upon their crops and their harvest. And even they worshiped him that he would give them strength in the hands of men. Baal, they worshiped Baal, not God. You see, our message today is to declare that God is a true and he's living. Approving, appearing out of nowhere. Elisha walks into Ahab's house and he declares and pronounces, there's a drought going to be on the land of Israel. A drought's coming to your house. There would be a dew, there would be no dew, there would be no rain that would fall upon the ground for a few years as his word was spoken and as his word would bring it to pass. He was speaking under the very instructions of God Almighty. God was leading his words. You see, in the beginning, saying of God, I'm getting happy. In the beginning, God created all things by his spoken word. In all things, I'm talking about atoms, molecules, air, water, wood, dirt. Everybody say everything. Everything was created by his spoken word. John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. And the what? And the word was with God, and the word what? Was God. Hear me right now. In the beginning was the Word, which means he uttered a living voice, an ideal, declared a mandate, or he ordered. The same power was given to Elijah. Whatever you speak, it shall be. Hold on. We are, somebody shout, we are. We are sons of God. As he spoke in the place of God. God needed a representation to speak on his behalf. Can I ask you, can I tell you today, saint of God, we are his representation today. Whatever needs to be spoken must come from our mouths today. I'm here to tell you, there's some words going to come to some of your lives today. He's going to speak breakthroughs. He's going to speak healing. He's going to speak strength. He's going to speak miracles and blessings in your life. I'm here to tell you, I have power to bless and I have power to curse. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to let the devil know that you know right now you got power to speak to hell and you got power to bind him and release every blessing you need in your life. Somebody ought to open your mouth. You have not because you ask not. My God, somebody ought to speak miracles in this house. I release miracles. I release healing. I release blessings. I release Holy Ghost. I release God growth. I release blessings. Come on, release. Speak it. You are God's representation. You got to hear me now. Ain't got time. You waiting on something good. He's already here. Sons of God, you speak in the place of God. Elijah, he was not known. He was only known as a Tishbite. He knew the very wickedness of Israel and their idolatry to a false God. Armed with the message of God and the promise of God's presence. Does this sound familiar? We are armed with a mission and promises and the very presence of God. Somebody shout, I have God with me. I believe right now that I have God with me. I believe right now, I don't doubt this, that I can cast out devils. I I believe I can lay hands on those who are afflicted with a spirit of sickness, and that spirit will leave them. I said, I believe, my God, I believe I can speak to spirits and they'll leave your life. I believe right now I can lay hands and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, release this person. I believe right now I can lay hands and say, heart, function as God created you. I believe right now I can speak and say, blood pressure, go to normal. I believe right now I can pray and eyes go back to normal. I believe right now. Why? Because I stand in the representation of God Almighty. I believe I can cast the spirit out of a house. I believe we can cast it back into hell where it comes from. Why? Because I am a representation of God Almighty. I have the authority. I have the authority. I have the authority. Oh, come on. Why would you want to keep something when something was in presence to get rid of it? You don't have to have what you have. Told someone the other day, every time we get sick, everybody gets sick. This family gets sick. I mean, you could tell them you got some African dot disease and they'll get it. They'll call you the next week. Oh, we got that African dot disease. It's a spiritual thing in the mind. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. You hear me now in the Holy Ghost, and I feel my helps in here. Before we leave here, there's some spirits going to leave some of you. You hear me? Bible said Elijah marches in. And the capital of Samaria confronts the evil king Ahab. He went face to face with him. He declares the message of God. He said, the Lord God of Israel lives. There will be no dew nor rain. He shut it off. That's why we pray. Because God is in control of it all. He can turn it on and he can turn it off. I said he can turn it on and he can turn it off. Pastor, my blessing's been turned off. Well, guess what? I know a God that can turn it back on. Hell may have turned it off, but God can turn it on. Somebody needs to praise him right now. Your house right now that hell's trying to invade, God is going to speak a word and shut the door that's trying to invade your house. You hear me? No matter what we face, no what you're battling, God is in control. Somebody shout, he's in control. Say, he's in control. You hear me? Nehemiah 9 and 6. Nehemiah 9 and 6. I love this verse. You need to understand why God's in control. That even thou art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven. Heavens of heavens, Brother Jim. With all their host and earth and all things therein, the seas and all that is therein. And thou preserveth them all, and most host of heaven worship thee. God made it all. Everything you're fighting, he made it all. He made every atom. He made every molecule. He made every dime. He made every penny. He made every quarter. He made every dollar. Come on, folks. I said he made it all. He made it all. Oh, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get it in there somewhere. I'm going to get it in your head. He made it all. He made it all. Whatever you're facing right now, you need a good report. God can change it. Everything we need, God's in control. He's the one who created all things. God sends Elijah a word to leave and go eastward. Hide thyself, he said. by the Jordan River. God sends him to a place that has nothing there. Some of you right now needing God to bring you something. I said, there's some of you right now needing God to bring you something. You're needing God to bring you something right now. He sends him to a place where he has nothing. You understand you may be in a place where there's nothing there. But you hear me, it was here that God would show Elijah how he controls everything. Do you understand? God may have you at a place he's trying to teach you. He's in control, Brother Jim, of everything. I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care what the report says. I don't care what the banker says. I don't care what the economy says. I don't care what the devil is saying. Do you understand? God is in control of it all. You may be looking at something. I don't know how it's coming. I don't know how we're going to get it. I'm telling you how. God is in control. Oh, I'm hearing him now. God sends him to a place to show him he's in control of it all. If Elijah had said, I'm not going there, and went somewhere else, he would have died. You may say, God, I'm not going there. I'm broke. I'm not going there. I don't have nothing to live on. I'm not going there. You'll die. The steps of a good man are ordered by God. Come on now. Somebody needs to shout, he knows where I'm going. He knows what's going on. He knows what's happening. Ain't it amazing? We mess our life up. We want to blame the devil and we get mad at God because we're where we are. But the problem with some of you, you got yourself and things are going on in your life and you're sitting there going, I know God's in control. But at the same time, you got an attitude towards God. At the same time, yeah, you do. You got an attitude. I know who you are. I done read you. You got an attitude towards God. I'm here to tell you now, God's trying to bring somebody a message. You may be at a place where there's nothing there. You don't know how it's going to come. But God sent you there to show you he can bring anything in your life you need. I'm telling you, you can't go nowhere that God can't bless you out of. I said, Brother Jim, you hear me now. God's going to bless you. He's going to bless you. You hear me? He's going to bless you. I feel it in the house. Oh. Listen to this. Yet he went into the place that God led him. If God leads you, somebody shout, I'll go. Exodus 23 and 25. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word. Hear the word. Say, I'll go. And you shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. He's able to bless your bread. And he's able to bless your water. And he's able, come on folks, he's able to take that sickness away in Jesus' name. It's amazing how people can come to church week after week and sit there and hear about a God that can supply their needs and take care of their life if you'll serve him. But let me, at the same time, they're sitting there and go, well, I'm not going to serve him right now because I'm not ready. I don't want to give all this stuff up because if I do, I want to make sure I live for him and not fall. Well, that's impossible. You just well as to step out and start walking with him because you are going to stumble and fall. You're going to make a mistake. What are you waiting on? You waiting on your flesh to get perfect? Your flesh ain't going to get perfect. Your flesh ain't going to get perfect. But I know a perfect God. I know God who can take care of it all. You got to step out and you got to rely on him. I'm telling you today, there's a divine heavenly blessing going to fall on this house, and there's some spirits of affliction that's going to leave some lives and some homes today because God is in control. He's in the house. No matter where you are, in the adversity of trouble, God shall say, he shall bless me. Say, he'll bless me. Some of you deserve to die right where you at. Oh, I feel Brother Guy coming on me now. You get pity party attitude. Feel sorry. You put so much trash in your life, it's you that's got it all around. But God spoke to me the other day in a voice from him, Brother Eddie. He said, tell them that when nothing's there, I'm the one that has the power to bring it. Some of you are relying on the world. You're relying on other things. But we got a God in this house that can bring it to pass. Why don't you step out and serve him? Quit being stubborn. Quit being selfish. Quit being self-centered and say, I'm going to serve. I may fall, but I'm going to get back up. He'll take care of my needs. Somebody thank him. I feel the mighty hand of God. I feel it. My angel walked up in here. My angel walked. We had prophecy here Wednesday night. We had prophecy. Wednesday night we had prophecy. You listen to me. God provided Elijah with meat and with bread and water in a dry place. And you say, I don't know how God's going to do it. That's your problem. You're trying to figure out before you can even believe. But what some of you need to do is step out and say, I believe. Even though you don't have no water. You don't have no bread. I'm telling you, God used ravens to fly him food in twice a day to sustain him. I'm telling you, he'll bring it out of nowhere. He'll cause your enemies to give it to you. I said, he'll cause your enemies to give it to you. He will come. He'll cause your enemies to give it to you. He'll cause your enemies to give it to you. You hear me? Oh, I'm hearing you, Jesus. I'm hearing you, Lord. Woo. This was a message. Elijah, I'm going to show people what I can do. I'm going to put you in a place where it's only me that can sustain you. This is what I prayed for. This is what I saw in the Holy Ghost. I saw things coming from neighbors that would provide your need. Now, I know some of you, your mind's so soft and so low, you can't believe like this. But as your pastor in the Holy Ghost, I see things. You may need something, and he may move on the neighbor, bring him some groceries. He may move on somebody and speak to them and say, fill their tank up with gas. No, what you want, you want assurance that you're going to get a $500 check. I can assure you this, go to work. You hear me? I see this. I see things coming to you unexpectedly. I see things moving your life out of nowhere. This is how it happened. I'm going to get ahead of myself. This is how it happens. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God gave me this revelation for myself. How does God do it? This is how He does it. You ready? When God needed to feed Elijah, Brother Randall, God spoke to the ravens. Hey, Peter, hey, John Raven, go over there and get that meat. Take it to him down at the brook. You're not even hearing me. To the brook Cherith. Get him some bread now and let him eat. Whatever we need, he speaks to it. And you're sitting there and you're worried about what you're facing, what you're going through, what you're battling. When we got a God that the Word says He's in control of it all. Brother Jerry, He can speak and say, I need to sit to Him, and whatever He speaks shall come to you. He's able. You may be holding a blank check, but God can fill the bank account. God can bring a miracle when the doctor says it. Brother Eddie, he can speak to the report and say, report, you're canceled out. I said it Wednesday night. Some of you weren't here. You missed it. We'll catch you up to date. I believe we're in a realm. The things of the unbelievable is going to happen. You hear me now? We're entering that realm. You hear me now? You got to quit sitting there and thinking, I don't know where it's going. It's going to come from God. He speaks. God, I need $500. Now, God may do it different ways. God may move in on some saints to come and hand it privately to you. Or God may speak to your boss and say, give him a $500 bonus. Or God may give him a better job to make him $500 more. Now, I don't know if you're following me or not, but God's able to speak to what you... Somebody is at the bottom of hope today, and God's come to bring you a word to tell you that you may be standing at Cherith today, but He's the one that can speak to whatever you need in your life and cause it to come to you. He can speak a miracle. He can speak a blessing. He can speak a breakthrough, and it will come. Come on. I've learned one thing. When I pray, I seek His voice. I seek His voice. Some look at these situations and ask, how God can we do this? God is testing Elijah more about him, teaching him more about him. He dries up the brook. It's time to move on. Come on, folks. In the Holy Ghost, God spoke this to me in the Spirit. There's some things happening in your life. He's trying to move you from where you are to a different place spiritually.
Okay, here it comes. Here's old brother Guy. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't get your backside up and start after, you're going to die there broke. You hear me? I ain't got no pity on you. What's this sickness? You're always getting sick on a Wednesday night. We got a spiritual night. We got a sickness on a Wednesday night. Pray for Brother Roy. He told me to bitch, and I'm sorry I didn't, my elder. Anybody ever got up or stood and twisted and twitched your back? I mean, you were perfect until you got up and go, uh-oh. So all of you that hadn't, God bless y'all. So between God and me and Sister Pat, we've been trying to nurse him back. But I feel like him. I feel like Brother Roy said this morning. He said, it makes me mad that this comes in my life. Now, I'm like Sister Pat. She's got more authority than I do in his life. And she tells him, well, if you would do this and do this, it'll help you. I'm like, God, if you'll do this and do this, it'll help us. And number one, if you ever tweak your back, you can't just sit there all day long. What's going to happen? It's going to get stiffer. You got to get up, even though it hurts. Am I right? So God in the Holy Ghost is waiting on some of you. You've got stiff in the Holy Ghost because you got a tweak in your back. He's waiting on you to get up. You wanted to get better, you need to get up, worship him. You wanted to get better, you need to pray. You need to get up, give him some praise. I know it's hurt, I know it's heavy, but you need to get high. I'm telling you, he's here. Oh, I'm telling you, he's bringing some bread to somebody's house. Psalms 28 and 7. Oh, I love it. Is anybody hearing anything? He's fixing to move him to a different level. He's fixing to move you to a different level. Can I tell you, quit your moaning and crying and complaining and bad-mouthing your life and everybody else when things begin to transfer in your life. Things are going to get bad. Things are going to get bad. I ain't telling you that. God has to make things bad sometime for us to move where he needs us. Psalms. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him. Look at this. And I am what? Helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song I will praise him. How many knows who your help is today? Say my help's God. Say my help's God. I'm about to lay hands on some. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. When I put my trust in him, I'm helped. God sends him. Let me hurry. There's a widow met him at the place called Zarephath. You know the story. Just go there. You're going to meet a one woman there that's going to give you something to eat. Gets there and find out, you know the story. She broke, busted, and disgusted. She's picking up sticks to live. Ask her for something to eat, a drink. And while she goes away, can I have something to eat? Sir, I only have a handful. And after I cook it, me and my son's going to die. God's fixing to teach Elijah something. But I know some of you think, I thought this was going to be powerful today. It is powerful today. But God, you hold on. God ain't finished this service. God speaks to her and says, lady, if you give me what you have, I'll bless your house. How many feels like right now in your life, you're at a place you need God to multiply some things? Now, I'm going to tell everybody in this house, there's someone in our presence that can speak right now and take care of every problem. He goes, she cooks it, she brings it back, gives it to the prophet, and immediately this is how it worked. God spoke to the flour. And anybody believe this? And he spoke to the oil. Some of you ain't got no prayer life. God, I need you to speak this. God, I need you to speak to this. I need you to speak. Hey. I need you to speak to this. And God will speak what you need, and it'll come to your house. I just heard the Holy Ghost. If you need him to speak to it, get your wallet, purse out, stand up. Some of you just asleep this morning. You don't have no clue we're in church. My God, I feel him. I'm fixing to prophesy. Hold it up high. You ready? Now I want you to say this to him. God, I need you to speak to this. You know what I need. How many believe it right now? In the name of Jesus, I speak wealth. I speak increase. I speak blessing. I speak breakthrough. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be raises. There shall be raises. There shall be unspoken blessings. There shall be coming a mail. There'll be raises, new jobs. There'll be people who hand you money. I prophesy that in the name of Jesus Christ. It's going to happen. Psalms 40 and 17 said, as for me, since I am poor and needy, let the Lord keep me in his thought. You ready? In his thought. You are my helper and my healer, my savior. Oh my God, do not delay. He keeps me in his thought. Do you understand? He knows what's going on. I'm feeling the old prophet. I'm hearing him, see what makes come. I ain't gonna get through with this. How many believes that God can remove spirits? How many believe spirits have been hindering where you need to go? Do you understand when Daniel prayed, he waited 21 days. Gabriel finally got there. But Gabriel could not withstand the prince of Persia like Michael could. He said, I had to wait on Michael to get there, the war angel, to take my place for me to get through. That's like me and you. There are some spirits that are hindering us from going to where we need. Now, there is an angel there. God spoke this to me. He's been giving me some good stuff. There's some angels fighting for me. But I've been praying that God replace them for Michael because I need it now. I don't care what you think. He's fighting for you right now. I said he's fighting for you right now. He's fighting for some of you right now. He's fighting for some of you right now. Elijah Lee's there. Oh, I hear you. Come on, he's working right now. Some of you, the devil's convinced you you ain't got power to change where you're at. That's a lie. You can change where you're living. I got to hurry. Keep where you're at. Keep praying. Elijah leaves there. Quickly, I got to get to my point. God tells him to go face Ahab. He's on the way to go face Ahab. But Ahab and Obadiah, the priest, is going to try to find grass for the horses and the mules because they're in a famine. God sent, Ahab said, you go right and I'll go left. So God sent Obadiah on the path to meet Elijah. Can I tell somebody in the Holy Ghost, you're on the path to meet Elijah. You may not know, realize why God is sending you the path you're going spiritually, but he's got a great encounter you're fixing to encounter. Come on, folks. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? There's visions and there's dreams that's falling on this house. The spirit of prophecy is going to rule in this house. Close the door to sin. You know what God's tired of? He's tired of what we call sin. People trying to say it ain't sin. And that's a portal. Close it. Every portal's got to be closed. If there's a portal open, no wonder demonic activity has its ease. You got to close the portals. Is anybody hearing anything? Elijah meets Obadiah. Brother Josh, the Lord spoke this to me the other day. He said, this church is on the road to meet Elijah. God Almighty. We're on the road, Brother Jim. Can anybody feel it in the spirit? Feels good, don't it, Brother Jason? He meets Obadiah. He said, go tell Ahab I want to see him. Obadiah said, ho, I ain't leaving you. Because if I leave you and tell him you're coming and you're not here, he's going to kill me. Take me to him. He takes him to him. He said, Ahab begins to blame Elijah for the famine. He said, ho, I ain't the reason because of your famine. You're the reason because you led them in wickedness. There's a lot of things happening in our life. It ain't the devil, it ain't God. It's because of our worship. I could go 100 different ways right there. I'm going to say it simply. We can change our lives. That's all I'm going to say. He said, Ahab, I call to your contest. Let's go to Mount Carmel. I accept your challenge. The Bible said they go to Mount Carmel. Brother David, 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of Asherah. 850. He said, you get a bull, I'll get a bull. You build an altar, and I'll build an altar. Come on, folks. I'm telling you, I feel God. I feel like I can lay hands on anything that happened right now. He said, you build an altar, you get first chance. The Bible said they built an altar, put wood on it, killed a bull, cut it. He said, don't light it. They cried out from morning to noon that fire would fall from Baal. Nothing happened. They cut themselves. They screamed, act like a fool. Nothing happened. Why worship a God in the world when he can't do nothing for you? He says, now it's my time. He built an altar. He put wood on it. He cut the bull, put it up there, and he didn't stop there. This is where I'm going. He said, pour 4 barrels of water on it. Pour 4 more. 4 more. He wanted to make it appear it would be impossible for fire to burn that. As a pastor, this is where God took me in the vision. The devil will tell you that the church gets to a place there's no way that he can do anything else. He'll make you think there's no way he can take this sacrifice. There's no way he'll answer your prayer. There's no way you'll have growth. You'll have revival. Look at everybody getting sick. Look at everybody. There's some weak people, don't care if they come to church or not. They don't have a care. They don't care in the world. Some people will start and they'll let the world suck them out of church. Let the world, anything. Well, I was going to come, the devil. It ain't the devil hindering you. It's you that's hindering you. Now get this. 12 barrels of water. No way. And the Lord spoke to me and told me to tell you today. Some of you are looking at a situation in your life or in your own spirit that you've been praying over. But the devil's trying to convince you there ain't no way that prayer can be answered. That means been fighting that voice. Lift your hands with me. God Almighty. Brother Patterson, I felt that so strong the other day up here. I started weeping and I got mad. And I said, God, that's a lie. Come on, folks. When we know that God can speak to what we need, he can bring it into our lives. You ready? Elijah. Let me go back one thing. One more thing. The Lord had run. When he, at the woman of the Zarephath house, Jesus, I hear you. Her son died. She blames the prophet. He died because I had some sin in my life, and because you're a holy man of God, God killed him. Oh, no, 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 no. He said, I'll pray for him. But the prophet, somebody shout, the prophet. The prophet goes in and prays for him. God didn't raise him on the first prayer. The prophet got concerned. He prayed again, and it didn't happen. We think because we're not so-and-so, that's why our prayers are not being answered. He prays the third time. God raises him. You can't stop praying. I said you can't stop praying. In my battle in prayer, go back to Elijah and facing the altar. The devil, his voice speaking, deem whatever spirit. He said, I know you're looking at, God can't answer this prayer for you. I said it Wednesday night. Some of you wouldn't hear Wednesday night. You missed good stuff. This is what I thought a vision of. This is how my mind's been thinking. It's crazy. But I was thinking of a line of people, Brother Jason, that stood here all the way out the church to the road. And they were waiting in line for us to pray for miracles and healing and Holy Ghost. And I see it all the time. And I seen the door open, Brother Joel, and we was leading them out the side. It happened before over at the little church. We had so many in there, over 300 in that little bitty building. We had to open the side door, leading them out. People shouting in the parking lot, wasn't it? My mind is that this timber, don't go into panic. Don't go freak out on. This is my vision, Brother Joel. Josh, that over here this pine was cleared off, we was building a building, and in this vision I saw all of you would take turns, you'd start walking among the building, and I'm talking about what y'all would be walking and praying in tongues all day long and all night while the construction was going on. And there was a water tub that you would bring and people would stop on the road and walk in there and just drop money in. Pastor, you done gone crazy. No, that's where my faith is. And they filled it up. Then the guys will have to come and get it and dump it out and go put it back. See, my mind ain't at some small stuff. Bible said Elijah stepped back and cried out, "Oh God, and Father." He cried out, and the fire failed. Licked up the water, the stones, the wood, and the sacrifice. It was bone dry. He proved to him what seemed to be impossible. He proved to all of Israel that he's a God that's in control. Anybody believe him? He's in this room. Now I want you to stand. I had to leave my notes because I'm hearing him. I'm hearing him. Be honest with the Lord. Be honest with me right now. I'm fixing to move a little bit stronger and real quickly too. Oh my God, I see what time it is. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. How many has felt to move in the Spirit in your life this morning? That's where my mind is at, where my spirit's at. And this is what the Lord told me to tell you, and I'm going to tell you before I move one more step further. There's nothing impossible for Him to help you with. But you got to help yourself. Now, let's step out to the miracles. If you believe that God can extend your finances, give healing to your body, open doors that have been closed, and leads you on the right road to meet the Elijah you need to meet. I could go 1,000 different ways, but I'm trying to slow my mind down. I want you to step out of that pew, walk to this altar, and something's going to transpire in the Holy Ghost today as I pray for you right now. Come. I'm having to cut a lot of stuff out. I'm sorry. With every attention to me right now, this is what we got to do. The Lord led me to tell you we got to do. How many wants that portal to open up in your life for you to walk through and be in a place of divine fellowship like you've never been before with Him and see things manifest that you know His hand brought? Lift your hands and close your eyes and open your heart. This is what you got to do. I want you to say, God, I close every portal. I forgive those who've done me wrong. I ask for forgiveness for any sin in my life. I will clean it out, God. I will remove it from my life. I want you to lead me where I can be with you more. I can see your hand work in my life greater than ever before. I'm willing to let go. I'm willing to walk away. I'm willing to submit my life and my spirit to you in Jesus' name. Come on, don't you worship Him. I feel a tugging in the Holy Ghost. How many? I need to know this before we dismiss. How many can lift your hand and say, Pastor, be honest with the Lord. I heard what God was talking to me today about. I heard. Will you please do this? Obey what He's telling you.
We We pray today that this word has blessed you, ministered to the needs of your life. Until next time, God bless you.